Mixed dementia occurs when a person's memory and thinking difficulties stem from more than one underlying cause at the same time. The most frequent combination involves Alzheimer's disease, characterized by the buildup of amyloid plaques and tau tangles in the brain that disrupt nerve cell function, alongside vascular dementia, which arises from reduced blood flow due to damaged or blocked blood vessels. Other possible pairings might include Alzheimer's with Lewy body dementia, where abnormal clumps of alpha-synuclein protein affect brain cells, leading to issues like hallucinations and movement problems, or even vascular combined with Lewy body dementia for a more varied set of symptoms. For many years, mixed dementia went largely unrecognized in medical circles, as initial research into dementia tended to concentrate on isolated causes, such as pure Alzheimer's. However, from the 1990s onwards, groundbreaking research began to shift this perspective. For instance, the Nunn study, which examined the brains of elderly nuns post-mortem, revealed that as many as half of all dementia cases involve multiple pathologies rather than a single one. This discovery has profoundly altered our understanding of dementia, emphasizing that it's often a multifaceted condition influenced by a blend of factors, including age-related changes and lifestyle elements. Diagnosing mixed dementia presents real challenges, because the symptoms from different types can overlap significantly. Things like confusion, forgetfulness, or mood swings might appear similar regardless of the root cause. This overlap means that pinpointing the exact mix often requires advanced imaging techniques, such as MRI scans or PET scans, to spot the telltale signs in the brain. With global populations aging rapidly, mixed dementia is on the rise, posing substantial societal burdens. Not only does it lead to escalating healthcare expenses for treatments and support services, but it also places an immense emotional and practical strain on families and caregivers, who may need to juggle complex care needs over extended periods. In this Dementia Hub overview, we will explain the key symptoms to watch for, explore just how prevalent mixed dementia is across different populations, discuss practical strategies for managing day-to-day life with the condition, and look at emerging treatment options that could offer hope. By bringing these elements together, the aim is to underscore why a holistic, integrated approach combining medical interventions, lifestyle adjustments, and support networks is crucial for effectively navigating this intricate form of dementia and improving quality of life for those affected. Symptoms of mixed dementia. The symptoms of mixed dementia arise when several different problems in the brain team up to affect someone's memory, thinking, and daily life. This depends on which types are at play, such as Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, or Lewy body dementia, and also which brain areas are hit hardest. Because these signs blend together in different ways for each person, it can be really tough for doctors to pin down exactly what's causing them. Often, the mix makes things worse than if just one type was involved, leading to a quicker decline in abilities. Here's a breakdown of the main signs, explained simply with examples to help make sense of them. Thinking problems. These affect how a person handles information and everyday tasks, and they are often the first things noticed. Memory loss. This is especially common if Alzheimer's is the main driver. People might forget things that happened recently, like chats they've just had or what they ate for breakfast. Studies suggest this happens in around 70-80% of cases, making it hard to keep up with routines or recognize loved ones over time. For instance, someone might repeatedly ask the same question, without realizing they've already got the answer. Trouble with planning and decisions, linked more to vascular dementia, this means struggling to organize things, sort out problems, or make choices. Simple tasks like managing bills, shopping, or following a recipe become a real challenge, and it affects about 60% of people with mixed dementia. Imagine trying to plan a family outing, but getting stuck on the basics, like what time to leave or what to pack. It can lead to frustration and reliance on others. Issues with space and directions, often seen in Alzheimer's or Lewy body, this involves misjudging how far away things are or getting lost even in places they know well, like their own neighborhood. It might start subtly, such as bumping into furniture, but can grow to affect driving or wandering off, raising safety worries for families. Slower thinking, caused by blood vessel damage in vascular dementia, reactions and thoughts slow down, making it tough to juggle tasks or respond quickly in conversations. This can feel like the brain is lagging, and it adds to feelings of confusion in busy situations, like chatting with a group or watching TV. Adding to these, some people experience language difficulties, such as struggling to find the right words or following complex instructions, which can isolate them socially. Movement problems. These physical changes can make getting around harder and increase the risk of accidents. Parkinson's-like signs. In cases with Lewy body, movements might slow down, with stiffness in limbs or shaky hands, tremors, and shows up in 20-30% of mixed dementia cases. It could mean trouble buttoning clothes or holding a cup steadily, often mistaken for regular aging at first. Walking issues, common in vascular dementia due to damage in the brain's connecting areas, white matter, leading to short, shuffling steps or frequent falls. Around 40% of people face this, which might stem from poor balance or weak legs. Families often notice it when the person hesitates on stairs or seems unsteady on uneven ground. Weakness after a stroke. If vascular is involved, a stroke might cause sudden weakness on one side of the body, like in an arm or leg, making walking or gripping things difficult. This can come on quickly and needs prompt medical help to prevent further harm. These issues not only limit independence, but also boost the chance of injuries, so things like handrails or walking aids can help. Mood and mental health changes. These can be some of the most upsetting parts for both the person and their carers. Feeling sad or uninterested. About 50-60% of people experience depression or a lack of motivation, often from brain changes across types. It might show as withdrawing from hobbies or seeming flat emotionally, which can be eased with support like talking therapies. Seeing things that aren't there. In Lewy body mixes, 30-40% have vivid hallucinations, such as spotting imaginary people or animals. This can be scary and lead to agitation, but knowing it's part of the condition helps in managing it calmly. Worry and grumpiness, common in all types, these add extra strain for carers, with sudden mood swings or snappiness over small things. It might stem from frustration with other symptoms. False beliefs. Around 20% develop delusions, like paranoia about theft or mix-ups about identities, especially in Alzheimer's and Lewy body combinations. Gentle reassurance can often work better than arguing. Body function and sleep problems. These less obvious signs can affect health and safety. Acting out dreams, known as REM sleep behavior disorder in Lewy body, 10-20% of people move or shout during sleep, risking injury to themselves or bed partners. Simple fixes like bed guards can make a difference. Dizziness on standing and bladder issues, tied to vascular or Lewy body, low blood pressure when getting up causes lightheadedness, raising fall risks, while incontinence adds to daily care needs. Staying hydrated and regular toilet breaks help. Changing alertness. A standout clue for Lewy body involvement, about 30% have ups and downs in focus, with good days of clarity mixed with bad days of confusion. This unpredictability makes planning hard, but highlights the need for flexible support. Overall, mixed dementia progresses in varied ways. Vascular might cause sudden drops after a stroke or blood vessel event, while Alzheimer's leads to a steadier slide. On average, people live 4 to 8 years after diagnosis, often shorter than single-type dementia due to extra health strains like heart issues. Recent research shows mixed dementia might be far more common than thought, with autopsies revealing over 50% of cases involve multiple brain changes. Early spotting through scans or tests can lead to better management, like meds for symptoms, lifestyle tweaks, healthy eating, exercise, and support groups. This holistic approach eases the load on everyone involved, improving quality of life despite the challenges. Mixed dementia statistics. Mixed dementia, where two or more types of dementia, like Alzheimer's and vascular, occur together, is a common form of the condition. Globally, it accounts for about 10 to 30% of all dementia cases, with some autopsy studies showing nearly half involve mixed pathologies. Worldwide, over 57 million people lived with dementia in 2021, a number expected to triple to 152 million by 2050 due to aging populations. Mixed dementia's share is notable, with neuropathological research estimating around 22% of cases involve Alzheimer's and vascular mixes. In the UK, around 982,000 people have dementia, projected to reach 1.4 million by 2040. Mixed dementia makes up about 10% of these, often combining Alzheimer's with vascular issues. In England, vascular dementia is the second most common at 15.6%, but many cases overlap into mixed forms. As people live longer, the burden grows, with costs and care needs rising sharply. In the USA, dementia affects millions, with cases set to double by 2060, with age-adjusted prevalence dropping by about 21% in recent cohorts, thanks to better health and education. However, mixed dementia appears in 20 to 22% of autopsied cases, higher in community studies. Lifetime risk after age 55 is now 42%. Is mixed dementia rising as a percentage of total cases? Evidence suggests yes, in part. As populations age globally, the likelihood of mixed forms increases, since multiple brain changes become more common with advanced years. Better diagnosis and autopsy data reveal higher rates than previously thought, with studies calling it a growing phenomenon. While overall dementia incidence dips in some high-income areas due to lifestyle improvements, the proportion of mixed cases may climb as awareness and longevity rise. This highlights the need for targeted prevention, like managing heart health to curb vascular risks. Risk factors. Mixed dementia happens when someone's memory and thinking problems come from more than one brain issue at once, most often Alzheimer's disease teamed up with damage from poor blood flow, vascular problems, or sometimes with Lewy body changes too. It's one of the most common forms of dementia, especially in older people. The good news is that while some risks are out of our hands, many others can be lowered through everyday choices. Recent research from the 2024 Lancet Commission shows that tackling 14 changeable risk factors could prevent or delay up to 45% of dementia cases worldwide. This is hopeful because it means small steps now, starting in midlife, can make a real difference to brain health later. Some risks you can't change. Age is the biggest. The older you get, the higher the chance, with a sharp rise after 65 as brain wear and tear builds up. Family history and genes play a role too. For instance, carrying the APOE4 gene increases odds for Alzheimer's, which often mixes with other types. Women may face slightly higher risks due to living longer and hormone shifts after menopause. Past head injuries, like from sports or falls, can also add to the mix over time. But the factors we can influence are where the real power lies, and many tie into heart and blood vessel health, since vascular issues are a big part of mixed dementia. High blood pressure damages tiny brain vessels, leading to mini strokes that combine badly with Alzheimer's changes. High cholesterol, especially LDL, the bad kind, clogs arteries and cuts blood flow. Diabetes harms vessels and raises swelling in the brain. Smoking narrows blood paths and adds harmful toxins. Being overweight, especially around the middle, adds strain and links to these problems. Too much alcohol, loneliness, and air pollution all chip away at brain protection. Other key ones include hearing loss, if untreated, depression, low education early in life, lack of exercise, and untreated vision problems. These last two are newer additions to the list of risks experts highlight. So, what can you do to push back against these? Focus on habits that boost heart health, as these tend to protect the brain too. Stay active. Aim for at least 150 minutes a week of moderate movement, like brisk walking, swimming, cycling, or even gardening. Exercise improves blood flow, lowers swelling, helps control weight, and builds brain strength. It can even slow things down if early signs appear. Eat a balanced diet, like the Mediterranean style, plenty of fruits, veg, whole grains, fish, nuts, and olive oil, with less red meat, sweets, and processed foods. This fights high cholesterol and blood pressure while giving your brain helpful nutrients and antioxidants. Keep an eye on health checks, manage blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar with your doctor, using meds if needed alongside diet and movement. Quit smoking if you do. It's one of the best changes for vessel health, and limit alcohol to sensible levels, no more than 14 units a week. Don't overlook the less obvious ones. Get hearing checked and use aids if required. Untreated loss strains the brain. The same for eyesight. Sort out vision issues promptly. Stay social and chat with friends, join clubs, or volunteer to beat isolation. Keep your mind busy with reading, puzzles, available free on Dementia Hub, learning new skills, or hobbies. This builds a brain reserve to buffer against damage. Sleep well, 7 to 9 hours a night, and handle stress through walks, mindfulness, or relaxation. These all add up. No single change is a guarantee, but together they stack the odds in your favor, especially for mixed dementia where blood vessel risks loom large. Before making any changes to your routines, always chat with your GP for tailored advice, perhaps including checks for hidden risks. Starting these habits in your 40s or 50s gives the biggest payoff, but it's never too late. With dementia cases rising as we live longer, these steps not only cut personal risk, but ease the burden on families and society. A healthier lifestyle today means a sharper tomorrow. Diagnosis. Diagnosing mixed dementia can be quite a challenge, because the signs from different brain problems often blend together, making it hard to pinpoint exactly what's going on. Mixed dementia means more than one type is at play, like Alzheimer's combined with vascular issues or Lewy body changes, and this overlap can lead to confusion with other conditions. Early spotting is key, though, as it allows for better management, slower decline, and planning for care needs. Doctors start by chatting with the person and their family about symptoms, daily life, and health history to build a full picture. They rule out other causes like depression, vitamin shortages, or thyroid problems that might mimic dementia. From there, they use set rules and tests to confirm the diagnosis. Doctors rely on established guides to help sort this out. For example, the DSM-5 looks at overall thinking problems, while older ones like NINDS, iron focus on vascular signs. More recently, the Alzheimer's Association updated their guidelines in late 2024, called DETECDADRD, stressing a three-part check: the level of thinking decline, specific symptoms, and possible brain causes. This includes using biomarkers, signs in the body, to spot changes earlier and more accurately, even in mixed cases where multiple issues are involved. These updates make diagnosis more tailored and involve family doctors, as well as specialists, so people can get help from trusted faces without long waits. Several tools help build the evidence. Brain scans. These are vital for seeing inside the head. An MRI scan can pick up damage, blocked vessels, or brain shrinkage, spotting about 90% of vascular problems. For Alzheimer's parts, a PET scan, like one using flurbetapir, checks for amyloid buildup and can confirm it in around 40% of mixed cases. Newer FDG PET scans, boosted by AI tools, can now identify up to 9 dementia types from one scan with 88% accuracy. It compares the scan to thousands of others, highlighting patterns for mixed forms where different conditions team up, and helps doctors work faster and more precisely. Thinking tests. Simple checks like the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, MoCA, or frontal assessment battery test memory, planning, and sense of space. They are better for mixed dementia than the basic mini mental state examination, as they catch subtle vascular or Lewy body effects. These quick quizzes, done in a clinic, help track changes over time. Body signs, biomarkers, spinal fluid tests for proteins like A42 and tau can flag Alzheimer's, useful in mixed setups. Blood tests for neurofilament light show general brain harm, but aren't pinpoint accurate. Excitingly, new blood-based biomarkers are emerging for Alzheimer's detection. Guidelines from 2025 recommend them in specialist clinics for ruling in or out Alzheimer's pathology, with sensitivity up to 91% in some tests. But they are not for everyone yet and need careful use in mixed cases where other issues like vascular damage might skew results. Health checks, basic tests for blood pressure, sugar levels, and cholesterol uncover fixable risks that feed into vascular dementia. Heart scans or sleep studies might add clues if needed. Misdiagnosis is common, with about 50% of cases first labeled as just Alzheimer's or vascular alone, leading to wrong treatments or delays. But using modern plans like the 2018 NIAAA framework, which mixes scans and biomarkers, can lift accuracy to 85%. Challenges include underdiagnosis, half of people aren't told, especially in minority groups, and barriers for family doctors like time shortages or lack of training. With mixed dementia being the norm in over 50% of cases at research centers and higher in everyday settings, these tools are crucial for getting it right. Looking ahead, AI and blood tests promise even better early picks, but access remains an issue in some areas. If you suspect mixed dementia, see a doctor soon. Early steps like lifestyle tweaks can make a big difference. Treatments and clinical trials. Right now, there are no medicines made just for mixed dementia, but doctors focus on easing symptoms and tackling the main issues behind it, like Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, or Lewy body dementia. The goal is to improve daily life, slow things down, and handle any side effects. Care is key here, as people with mixed dementia often take several drugs. So doctors watch closely to avoid clashes, especially since those with Lewy body can have bad reactions to some common treatments. A team approach works best, involving family doctors, specialists, and carers to tailor plans that fit the person's unique mix of problems. Medicines for memory and thinking. Drugs that boost a brain chemical called acetylcholine are often the first choice for Alzheimer's or Lewy body parts. These include donepezil, rivastigmine, and galantamine, which can help with memory, cut down on seeing things that aren't there, and boost focus in about 60 to 70% of cases. But they are less helpful for pure vascular dementia, and around 30% of people might get side effects like feeling sick, loose bowels, or restlessness. Starting with a low dose and building up slowly helps most folks get used to them. Another option is memantine, which calms overactive brain signals in moderate to severe cases. It steadies thinking for about 40% of people and is usually easy to take, with just 10% feeling dizzy or sleepy. Combining it with the above drugs is common in mixed cases, and ongoing studies like the COBALT trial are checking if this duo works better for Lewy body-related dementia, with results expected soon. Early data suggests it could improve overall health and daily tasks without too many extra risks. Tackling heart and blood issues. Since vascular often stems from poor blood flow, keeping the heart healthy is vital. Blood pressure pills like ACE inhibitors or calcium channel blockers can lower stroke risk by up to 30%, aiming for levels around 120 to 130 over 80. Cholesterol-lowering drugs such as atorvastatin cut vessel damage by 25%, while diabetes meds like metformin help control blood sugar and drop vascular dementia chances by 20%. Blood thinners, including aspirin or clopidogrel, prevent clots, but need monitoring to avoid bleeding. These aren't just for prevention, as they can slow worsening in mixed dementia by protecting brain vessels from more harm. Help for mood and behavior. Mood dips are common, affecting sleep, appetite, and motivation. Antidepressants like sertraline and SSRI can lift spirits in half of cases with few brain side effects. For agitation or seeing things, especially in Lewy body, calming drugs like quetiapine are used sparingly due to risks. Older ones like risperidone can raise death risk threefold, so they are avoided. A newer drug, pimavanserin, approved for Parkinson's hallucinations, is in tests for Lewy body in mixed dementia, showing promise in easing visions without heavy sedation. Sleep troubles, like acting out dreams in Lewy body, get help from melatonin or low-dose clonazepam. Melatonin is often preferred as it's gentler and has fewer hangover effects the next day. Beyond pills, other ways to help. While drugs are the mainstay, non-drug approaches play a big role too. Things like regular exercise, brain games, and social groups can boost mood and thinking. Remember, brain games are free at Dementia Hub. Speech therapy helps with word finding, and home tweaks reduce fall risks from movement issues. Support for carers is crucial, as mixed dementia's ups and downs can be tough. Groups and respite care make a difference. Diet changes, like more fruits and fish, support blood flow and might slow decline. Exciting research and trials. As of early 2026, no cure exists to stop mixed dementia fully, but research is buzzing with over 400 active trials worldwide on dementia. A 2025 review highlighted around 50 studies testing 30 new drugs, focusing on mixed forms. Key areas include targeting amyloid plaques, improving blood flow, cutting swelling, and gene tweaks. Amyloid-clearing drugs like lecanemab, Leqembi, approved in over 50 countries by late 2025, slow memory loss by 27% in early Alzheimer's. It is now in trials for mixed Alzheimer's and vascular dementia, with data showing 20% less harmful buildup. A new combo trial with E2814 started in 2025, aiming to hit multiple Alzheimer's targets at once. Long-term use suggests it might delay shift from mild issues to moderate dementia. For blood flow, cilostazol is shining in the LACI 3 trial, 2025 results, slowing decline by 20% in vascular-linked small vessel disease when paired with izorbide mononitrate. Phase 3 studies are expanding to mixed cases as the combo cuts strokes, mood problems, and thinking slips, especially when taken together. Swelling reducers like neflamapimod show big promise for Lewy body dementia. Phase 2b data from 2025's RUIN-DLB trial revealed better thinking and daily skills, with plans for phase 3 in 2026. It targets brain pathways to ease hallucinations and stiffness. Stem cell work is early but hopeful. A 2025 phase 1 trial for Alzheimer's used autologous cells, showing safety and some thinking gains. For vascular, animal studies in 2025 improved blood flow, with human tests planned for 2026 to repair vessel damage and boost neuron growth. Gene editing with CRISPR is cutting edge, targeting risky genes like APOE4 or NOTCH3, tied to vessel dementia. Lab work in 2025 switched APOE4 to safer versions, reducing plaque and swelling, but human trials are years away. Whilst there is still a lot of work to be done, these provide exciting prospects for prevention in high-risk cases. Early spotting tools are advancing too. Blood tests for markers like NFL and alpha-synuclein help catch mixed dementia sooner, leading to trials like Vantage, older combo drug study, and newer ones like Precision, 2025, testing tailored meds based on biomarkers. Overall, these efforts point to a future with combined treatments hitting multiple causes. With aging populations, funding is rising along with hope for future breakthroughs. If you are affected in any way by dementia, always talk to a doctor. Conclusions and the future. Looking ahead, identifying, monitoring and managing mixed dementia will only get better with new ideas and tools being advanced. Better testing, smart computer programs with MRI scans and simple blood tests could spot the condition with 95% accuracy, making it easier to catch early. New treatments. Studies focusing on clearing amyloid buildup, fixing blood vessel damage, or tackling alpha-synuclein clumps are key to slowing the disease. Prevention. Healthy habits like good diet and exercise could stop 45% of cases, according to a 2020 Lancet Commission report. Help for caregivers. More online support and break time for caregivers will ease their stress. Mixed dementia affects 10 to 15 million people worldwide and is tricky because it mixes Alzheimer's, vascular, and Lewy body dementia causes. People may have memory problems, trouble planning, hallucinations, or movement issues, so care needs to be personalized. Right now, medicines like cholinesterase inhibitors and steps to manage blood vessel health help with symptoms. Lifestyle changes and therapies also improve daily life. New studies with drugs like lecanemab and cilostazol give hope for slowing the disease down. As more people face this condition, focusing on research, prevention, and support is vital. By working together, doctors, scientists, and caregivers, it can only lead to brighter futures and better lives for those affected.